Welcome to 2025 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
It's the time to get loud, speak out, talk to your friends and family, especially in Republican districts. Call your members of Congress, and just remember, you are not powerless. Public outcry matters.
Democratic Washington Senator Patty Murray says the huge budget reconciliation bill now in the Senate will hurt struggling families who need health care and food assistance. The nonpartisan Congressional Budget Office says it'll extend more than $3.5 trillion in tax cuts, mostly for the wealthy, and increase the national debt by $2.4 trillion. The White House says it wants the bill done by July 4th, but Republicans in the closely divided Senate are voicing opposition to parts of it. Deficit hawk Ron Johnson of Wisconsin says the debt increase will make it sink like the Titanic.
This is immoral, what us old farts are doing to our young people. This is grotesque what we're doing. I can't accept this scenario, so I won't vote for it unless we are serious about fixing it.
Government watchdogs are flagging two last-minute additions to the massive bill. One would weaken the power of federal judges to enforce contempt rulings against government officials who defy court orders. The second would stop state and local governments from regulating the use of AI in political campaigns for 10 years. Catherine Hinckley Kelly with the Campaign Legal Center says that would undo actions by 20 states.
States have acted, but now with this provision in the reconciliation bill, states would be unable to enforce those laws and limit the use of AI in elections.
In a phone conversation with President Donald Trump, Russian President Vladimir Putin vowed to retaliate against a Ukrainian drone attack that badly damaged as much as a third of Russia's heavy bomber fleet. The two were discussing ongoing efforts to reach a nuclear deal with Iran. The White House has imposed a new travel ban targeting 12 countries in Africa and the Middle East and restricting entry from another seven. A Guatemalan man who courts say was deported to Mexico without due process has been returned to the U.S. He had sought asylum after violent attacks in his native country. This is the first case of the Trump administration obeying a court order to return a deported migrant. A group of Arizona doctors are suing to loosen state restrictions on abortion. The state was one of seven that passed ballot measures supporting abortion access last year, but Gail Deedy with the Center for Reproductive Rights says current rules ignore that.
Lawsuit is intended to honor the will of the voters, and it looks to strike down the most onerous abortion restrictions that are currently on the books in Arizona.
Former Biden White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre has left the Democratic Party and is now an independent. Jean-Pierre has been criticized for not pushing Biden to leave the race. She's now calling for Americans to think critically and not be so partisan. I'm Alex Gonzalez for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.